William Shakespeare wisely said, "All the world's a stage, and all the men and women players. They have their exits and their entrances. Each one of us is a performer in some form or another, and as such, we will have our own entries and exits. Our promise is that this book will give you powerful tools to finally help you understand anxiety, work through it, and live life to its fullest. Anxiety is something that will touch almost every life at some point. As you read the following experiences of Brad, Liz, and Tom, see if you can relate to them in one way or another." The applause in the auditorium started just as the sound of Brad's last note faded. He stood and made an obligatory bow. In shock and disbelief, he walked off the stage. He had never felt so awkward or embarrassed. "That was bad. They think I'm an idiot. Can't believe I played like that." Brad's post-performance self-bashing had begun. "I shouldn't have let Mr. Ramsey talk me into doing it. I should have said no. I didn't want to play in front of all my friends. It was just a stupid awards assembly, but I have never been so nervous. I played it so well in practice. Why couldn't I play it today? I'm never doing that again." Liz was an aspiring, energetic sales manager who recently graduated from college. This was a new position and a new environment for Liz. Shortly after her first month on the job, the leadership team scheduled their quarterly meeting. They asked Liz to give a 15-minute presentation to update them on her sales goals and progress. Liz felt the all-too-familiar butterflies beginning to flutter in her stomach. She was great with people, but she was terrified of speaking in front of a group. As the meeting drew closer, she could barely sleep at night. Every time she thought about the presentation, her pulse quickened, her palms got clammy, and she would become so anxious she couldn't focus on anything else. What would seem like a simple task to many quickly became all-consuming to Liz. She wondered how she could keep this job with this type of anxiety and stress. Should she quit and find something else? If she stayed, she knew she had to do something different to relieve this anxiety. But what? Tom was a sophomore in high school and had decided to wrestle on the high school team. He had a good sophomore year and then trained throughout the entire summer while the other wrestlers were vacationing. Tom knew a family friend who happened to be the second-ranked collegiate wrestler in his weight division nationally. This friend, who lived only 15 minutes from Tom, agreed to work with Tom one-on-one throughout the summer. By the time fall wrestling season came around, Tom was a totally different wrestler. At the beginning of his junior year, he wrestled one of the top wrestlers on the team from the previous year and pinned him in less than a minute. The coaches and other wrestlers immediately started to talk about how Tom would be the next state champion. Within a week of the spotlight being shifted to Tom, he started to have some strange thoughts and feelings he had never before experienced. He began asking himself, "What if I don't win the state championship and I let all these people down? What if I'm not as good as all the hype? Will I be a disappointment to my family and friends? What if I just quit? Would saying I could have been the state champion be better than trying and not actually winning?" The decision to continue or quit began to consume all his thoughts and energy. Practices became something he dreaded. He certainly wasn't prepared for these crazy thoughts and feelings, and he began to voice his concerns. The coaches pleaded with him not to throw away his talent. Other wrestlers tried to convince him to stay, but his anxiety and fear of failure seemed too powerful, and Tom didn't know how to deal with what he was feeling. Brad, Liz, and Tom were at a crossroads. They each had an important decision to make. Were they going to let anxiety rule them, or would they find a way to work through it and pursue their dreams? They may not have considered their decisions to be life-altering in the moment, but how they handled those decisions could impact the rest of their lives in at least two ways. First, they could change their direction, moving away from further skill development and all the experiences associated with it. Second, a pattern of avoidance would likely start or be reinforced, only to show up many more times in the future. A lot of people can relate to Brad, Liz, and Tom in one form or another. Try to put yourself in their shoes and look for places past and present where you may have had a similar experience. It could be in any number of scenarios, during an athletic event, a talk you gave, acting, a performance, or a big presentation. Anxiety is a powerful emotion that is real and can have a big impact on a person's life. At times, this emotion is so strong it becomes debilitating. It's not uncommon for young men and women with many talents to change paths, throw away their careers, and struggle desperately because of their battle with anxiety. If just